Ted Kitchens, Manchester Boston Regional Airport Executive Director, joins us, regular contributor and a great partner and one of our sponsors out there, and they do a phenomenal job in and out of Manchester Boston Regional Airport. I'd love to go there because of the parking and the convenience, but also the choice of flights and the availability and the affordability. But he gives us an update. Ted, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jack. Great to be with you again.
Well, thank you.
Happy holidays to you.
Well, thank you. Thanksgiving period is one of the busiest 3 or 4 days of the year, but that's no exception because we're rolling into the Christmas, New Year's holidays, and then the winter months where so many people want to migrate to places a little warmer.
Yeah.
So tell us about how things are going and what you're seeing.
Yeah. Florida sounds really good right about now, although they're getting some of those bad thunderstorms right now, so maybe not today, right? Yeah, Thanksgiving was okay for us. Not as busy as last year, which was a little bit of an anomaly. If you look at it regionally, I mean, Boston was up a lot. A lot of the airports surrounding us saw year-over-year increases. We didn't see that, and I think part of that could be due to the kitchen table economics and the issues that are facing families and potential trade-offs with higher home heating costs and higher electricity costs staring people in the face. And that is just, I think, an unfortunate reality that's going on. Couple that with inflationary pressures, in other areas of the home economics. And I think we saw a little bit of a dampening of demand. But the good news is coming up into the Christmas period, we're seeing about a 7% increase in seats over the same period of last year. So hopefully we have a little bit of a better Christmas than we did for Thanksgiving.
Ted Kitchens, Manchester Boston Regional Airport. What about carriers? What are the big popular routes, and what are some of the maybe the better deals that we should know about?
Well, I mean, all the airline prices are up. I mean, I think that's been well documented throughout the media. The two largest cost centers for an airline are labor and fuel, and both of those are seeing incredible amounts of inflationary pressures. So they're having to pass along those costs to the consumers and the form of higher fares. But there's still some good deals to be had out there. I would just encourage everybody to shop. Look at all the airlines that we have out of here, out of Manchester, and find the one that works best for you and your family budget. And, again, we offer a wide variety of airline types here with two network carriers, an American and United. Southwest, obviously, and then a very, very budget-friendly airline in Spirit Airlines.
Now, Ted, before we let you go, Ted Kitchens, Manchester-Boston Regional Airport, it seems to me, and you and I have been, you've been in this market now a number of years, and I think we're very fortunate to have you because Manchester, under your leadership, has really navigated and been one of the more better-recognized airports nationally. And, of course, you have a big background, I think, out of Houston, was it? I think was where one of the places you were.
Yep.
So you're certainly a national perspective, but it seems to me, being a New Englander, that I've seen the numbers of people from New England, because you get a lot of travelers from Portland, Maine, and Massachusetts will come up to avoid Logan, New Hampshire. Really the numbers of people that have interest now in Florida, whether it's a condo, a home, or going to visit, it just seems to be more people going south in the winter than I ever remember before. Would you echo that?
Yeah, I think Florida is always a very appealing destination for people here in New England and in the Northeast in general, right? It seems like New England goes to the west coast of Florida, and New York and Pennsylvania and New Jersey area goes to the southeast coast of Florida. I guess that divide between New England and Northeast does play out in winter vacation destinations as well.
In Florida, what are your most popular hubs, what airports? I mean, if you had to say of all the flights out of Manchester, is it Orlando? Is that still number one?
Orlando by far. I mean, it's one of our number one destinations. But Fort Myers is very strong, and we have that Fort Myers flight back. We all need to do our job to help our friends and neighbors down in Southwest Florida help rebuild from Ian and the devastation that they've had. So we need to support that flight and support their local economy as they're trying to get back on their feet. But both of those markets are popular, and Tampa is as well. And we have the nonstop flights on Southwest to Tampa. So those are very, very popular destinations.
All right, Ted, thank you very much. And as we roll into Christmas and New Year's and holidays, we'll get you back again in the next week or two. Thank you, Ted.
Sure. Appreciate it, Jack. And thank you for all your support.